Proclamation number 5353, dated the April 6th, 1952. Effect of atheism in the beyond. How poor are those people who have no faith in God as creator and father of eternity, who accomplished the act of salvation in Jesus Christ in order to release his living creations from the degrading shackle which they allow to be placed upon them of their own fault. How poor are those who go through earthly life without faith, for they own nothing but the transient possessions allocated to them by destiny in order to be able to accomplish their task in earthly life and which are now most important to them, which they eagerly try to increase instead of overcoming matter. The right kind of faith would give their life a different purpose, for they would work for eternity, for the soul's life after death. However, without faith they only think of earthly life. It is a state of continuous concern for transient things. People create for death, not for life. They are already poor on earth and enter the kingdom of the beyond, which they don't want to believe in on earth. Even poorer, they arrive naked and wretched in the beyond, and immeasurable pain and darkness is their fate. Yet they created their own fate, for they did not remain without knowledge about God as Creator and Father, about Jesus Christ as Redeemer. They refused to accept the teachings of it, although they could have done had they been willing to receive clarification about their purpose of earthly life. This will is the foundation of faith. The human being must want to believe, and then he will also be able to do so. The knowledge of God is made accessible to every person sooner or later, and if he thinks about what the reason and purpose of his human existence might be, he will surely be helped by God to come to the right realization, for that reveals his will to know the truth. Every person knows that he cannot provide evidence to the contrary and should therefore not deem himself entitled to reject what is proclaimed to him about God, about his act of salvation, about his unlimited power, wisdom and love. Hence he should try to receive clarification, and this effort will be rewarded to him because God himself takes care of the one who sends his questioning thoughts into infinity. He will be able to believe and through his faith gain immense riches, whilst a person without faith will even lose his earthly possessions. He is poor in the true sense of the word, for nothing will give him hope and confidence. Nothing will give him strength when he suffers adversity if he cannot believe in God as Father, in Jesus Christ as Redeemer, whom he has to strive for in order to become eternally blessed. Amen.